This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Kids for Peace is an international interfaith youth movement that began in Jerusalem 14 years ago. Kids for Peace Cincinnati is just one of eight American cities that sponsor local and regional camping experiences. And joining us to discuss the Kids for Peace mission to build interfaith communities that embody a culture of peace and empower a movement of change are Kids for Peace Cincinnati chapter leader Judy Chamberlain, Muslim faith advisor Zara Ahmed, and camp director Natalie Louise Shribman. And you can be part of the conversation, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Zara, Natalie, and Judy, good to see everybody this afternoon. Tell us a little bit more, Judy, about how Kids for Peace got its start.
Kids for Peace, as you mentioned, actually started in Jerusalem. And my husband and I had the privilege of going to Jerusalem a few years, and that's where we were first introduced to the program and the whole idea of giving the local youth some voice within the community and building peace within the community. I felt very strongly that we had the opportunity to do that here and that we had the resources to do that here.
So go on. How did it come to Cincinnati? How did you happen to bring it to Cincinnati?
I just started talking to people. I started talking to religious leaders. I started talking to civic leaders. I started talking to anybody that would listen about trying to do this within our own community and bring these interfaith groups together. And basically, that's what it was. It was talking and talking and talking and bringing more and more people together, and more people got involved. Then we culminated in our first camp last summer,
talking to people, Judy, how are they reacting to this idea? What are they saying to you?
Well, it was kind of different. Right off the top, I was surprised that everybody didn't immediately see it as a need that I saw. But actually, people began to realize, you know, the real value of this community and to this community and the impact that it could have overall within all regions of our community. And they started getting involved, and here we are.
What was the need you saw?
The need I saw was when there's too much racism, when there is too much hate, when there is misunderstanding among groups that lead to myths, etc., that build untruths, if you will, and lead to that development of hate. I just really felt like we could benefit from teaching our kids a different way and building them.
Tell us what your specific role is.
Right now, I'm starting to take a little bit of a backseat to the camp director. But at any rate, no, I've been pretty much the organizer and pulling things together and bringing people together. Now my role is more of facilitator, continuing to be a voice in the community, trying to remove obstacles to things that people are doing and build a financial basis, build a human resource basis within the community. So, and facilitating what's going on.
Natalie, tell us about your role.
So I'm the camp director, and what I basically do is a lot of recruitment, emailing, presenting to different communities about our camp, and I tell people what we're looking for in terms of our participants and what we're trying to solve in the Cincinnati community. So as Judy said, we're trying to bring kids together of all religions and all faiths to agree on, you know, how to be equal to each other and how to be peaceful and to encourage social change and to learn how to be advocates in their communities.
Zara, tell us about your role.
So I am the Muslim faith advisor. So basically on the first day of the camp when we go to the Islamic Center, I am facilitating that day, and I'm really helping with educating the camp about Islam. But I'm also present for the entire 4 days of the camp. So I'm basically a normal camp counselor. I help out with activities. I lead games and everything, so it's kind of a mix of everything.
Okay, and Natalie, but you're talking about school age kids. So tell us who you're aiming these programs at specifically.
Right. So we're looking for kids who are currently in grades 6th, 7th, and 8th, who are Jewish, Muslim, or Christian, or they can be of none of those religions, as long as they're interested in learning about how to be peaceful and how to make social change, how to come together across the faiths.
Judy, tell us a little bit more about the Cincinnati chapter of Kids for Peace. Who's involved in this and how many members you have? And just give us some more details, if you would.
Yeah. Well, we started off with about 5. And we're up to about 5 times that, 5 or 6 times that at this point. There have been a number of people within the community who've been very helpful. A.B. Ingber, for one, at Xavier University. Folks at Christchurch Cathedral have been involved. We've gotten some work from some folks in the Brueggemann Center and the diocese, the Episcopal Diocese, as well as JCRC. We've had a lot of input from them, and so they've also been very supportive in bringing their folks in. We now have on our, as I say, our steering committee, we have folks who have worked with the camp last year in terms that we have clergy from each of the three Abrahamic religions that are working with us. And it has just seemed like all of a sudden this past year, new doors and things seem to be opening and people seem to be getting the idea, well, can we do this over here? Can we do this over there? So we're expanding rather rapidly all of a sudden, which I'm delighted. But
what exactly are the goals of Kids for Peace? How do you describe those to people?
Well, you know, the mission statement itself really states, you know, we're inspiring hope. And it started off in Jerusalem, dedicated to youth movement, as you meant, dedicated to inspiring hope in Jerusalem and other divided societies. And as I mentioned earlier, those divisions look different depending on where you are in the country. What's different about Cincinnati than's different about Seattle? What's different about those two places than Jerusalem? So you're trying to look at the things that are the stresses within those communities and deal with those particular issues. Our goals are to bring about a peaceful community by these children learning to work together from the beginning. From an early age, they're able to stay in the program until they're seniors in high school, so they can keep coming back. They may have come to the session last year, but now about 50% of them are coming back this year. Overall, Kids for Peace, they have almost 1,500 graduates. Of that, 95% of the kids that have joined Kids for Peace stay with it throughout their school years. So the whole idea is for these people to be comfortable with one another, to be a voice in the community, and they've known each other for a long time. So it's person to person, heart to heart, where they start building that peaceful environment.
Natalie, tell us about the types of programming and the topics that you cover in camp.
Yeah, so I've been writing the curriculum pretty recently, and we're going to focus on listening to each other, trusting each other, understanding people's perspectives, and doing a lot of dialogues around growing together and growing up as separate religions, but then how we can grow together as well. I have some rituals about journeys through the different religions. For example, each religion has a different prayer they offer when they go on a journey, and we're going to analyze the different prayers and how they are different or similar, and when you offer them and when you feel like you need to say them.
So this is the second year, Zara, for camp? And,
yes.
Okay, so how did that first year go?
I honestly really enjoyed the first year. I was brought on relatively last minute, about a week before the camp started, and I thought it was a really wonderful program, and I was telling all of the other counselors that I wished that when I was in middle school, there was something like this that existed here in Cincinnati. And I was really excited to see girls that I actually taught in Sunday school were coming to the camp and were excited to be there and learn about everything. So it was a really great time to learn about dialogue, especially interfaith dialogue, fighting stereotypes. And I thought it was really beneficial for, especially starting at the middle school age, to have a program like this.
How do the kids react to this?
I know a lot of the kids, and they really enjoyed it. And like Judy said, about 50% of them are coming back this year as of now. And from the parents, we've heard really great things as well.
If I can just chime in there, husband and I noticed there were a couple of folks that came in early when they registered. And they were kind of like, do I really have to be here? And, you know, they were kind of hanging off. And it didn't take them more than 10 minutes. And they were all together just going off in all directions and having a great time. It didn't take them long at all to really start building those friendships.
That's good. Do they ever have to deal with any conflict in the camp, though? Or does everybody get along really well?
From what we saw last year, we did discuss What we did the first day of camp was we had a camp contract. So basically about what everyone wanted to discuss things with respect and how basically to deal with conflict. We didn't encounter any personal conflicts between any of the campers, but we did discuss conflicts in real life and political conflicts and religious conflicts and how they would deal with those after the camp.
Judy, are the parents who are sending their children to these camps, are the parents who would be more inclined to be open anyhow and to other cultures and other religions and other ideas?
I think so, for the most part. Yeah. You know, they want a unique experience for their kids. They want their kids to grow up in an environment of diversity and acceptance and tolerance. We're talking about acceptance and respect and a recognition of, you know, different beliefs are fine, even though those that are very, very different from us. I think most of the parents are very open.
And how do you reach parents who are not so inclined, or do you?
Well, I don't. You know, so far I haven't really run into anybody that's not so inclined. Now that may happen. You know, it may come down. That may come down the road. But I think most of the time, at least, most of the parents are of a mind that they want the kids to expand and to grow.
I think, especially with the changing political climate and with the treatment of different religions throughout the world, kids want to get involved in sort of their parents, and they're pushing their kids to get involved for them or in just in a different way. And I think that since we want to create a community between all religions and between people outside of these religions, it's a really good movement. And throughout the year, we have reunions to inspire continuity and to inspire the kids to come back and to bring their friends and to grow our communities.
So, Natalie, tell us about the upcoming camp.
Right. So it starts on July 31st and it goes to August 3rd. So that's a Monday to a Thursday. And each day is at a different location. So on Monday, we'll be at the Islamic Center in Westchester. And that will be the day where Zara will be leading programs about Islam, and we'll be taking a tour of the Islamic Center. The second day will be at St. Barnabas, an Episcopal church. And the third day is at Adith Israel, a conservative Jewish synagogue. And then our fourth day will be hosted by Clifton Mosque. We're going to be doing a service project with Matthew 25 for that day.
Okay. And you can find a link to more information about Kids for Peace at wvxu.org. So, Judy, Zara, Natalie, thank you for joining me this afternoon talking about this.
Thank you
for having us.
Kids for Peace Cincinnati Chapter Leader Judy Chamberlain, Muslim Faith Advisor Zara Ahmed, and Camp Director Natalie Louise Shribman.